Well, a warm welcome to everybody. For those of you that have never been with us before, you can relax, because we're very informal and down to earth. And these Beyond Self evenings are intended to really, more than anything else, give me an opportunity to work with folks directly. That's why we have an extra chair for those souls who can make their way up here and get the nice view that I get to have. So when something isn't right about us, when something we do or some interaction or something in our lives or whatever it is just isn't right or turns out badly or whatever it is, we tend to give ourselves a reason. Who knows better than us what's inside us? So we tell ourselves, well, I got up on the wrong side of the bed, or that person's totally unreasonable, and the circumstances required that I say what I said. We tend to, if not forgive ourselves, at least excuse ourselves in almost everything. So we attribute not a whole lot of fault, not a whole lot of responsibility, when we see the problem as stemming from us. Now, this is a very interesting thing about human beings, because when we see a problem with somebody else, when somebody else seems to us not right or have spoken badly or did something that we feel is wrong or don't like, we tend not to excuse it. We don't immediately say, like we say for ourselves, oh, well, they had a really difficult day and got some bad news, and that's why they weren't acting quite right. We tend to say, something's wrong with that person. Or, I don't like that person. Or, they should know better, whatever it is. But we tend not to judge ourselves, and we tend to judge others, is the upshot of all that. So it's a very interesting phenomenon of the human mind that when it's about us, we say, wasn't so bad. I couldn't help it. When it's about somebody else, we say they should have done better. They should have known better. So that tendency to judge gets us in a lot of trouble. Not that anybody here has ever judged anything. But if you can start to see in your actual life, in your actual day-to-day,